Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? We've got a ton to unpack today, all from the AI news that dropped December 30th, 2024.
Yeah, it was a big news day.
It really was. I mean, we saw a huge leap forward in open source AI, some big moves from OpenAI itself, and AI is starting to change how we talk and connect.
It's definitely a fast-moving field.
No kidding. So are you ready to jump in?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
Okay, awesome. So let's start with this open source revolution that seems to be brewing.
Right, yeah. The launch of DeepSeek V3 is making big waves. It's kind of a milestone.
Yeah, DeepSeek V3, I'm seeing that name everywhere. What makes it such a big deal, especially for developers?
Well, for a long time, the best AI models were kind of locked up, you know, held by these big tech companies. But DeepSeek V3, it's open source.
So anyone can use it.
Exactly. Anyone can use it, modify it, build on it. And the crazy thing is, it's as good as some of the best proprietary models out there.
Wow, that's huge. So this really levels the playing field for smaller companies, independent developers.
For sure. Now they have access to this cutting-edge AI tech. It could lead to so much innovation. We might see applications we haven't even thought of yet.
That's really exciting. And this comes at such an interesting time because OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, they just announced a major restructuring.
Yeah, it looks like they're gearing up for the next phase. You know, they're bringing their research and engineering teams together in one place. It's a much more streamlined approach to AI development.
Do you think that's a reaction to this rise of open source models like DeepSeek V3?
It could be. I mean, the competition in AI is getting intense. You have the big players like Google, these agile startups like OpenAI, and now this open source movement is gaining so much momentum. It's like everyone wants a piece of the pie.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like a race, but it's more than just technology, right? It's about who can get their AI into the hands of the most people.
Absolutely. Adoption is key.
Okay, so we have this battle for dominance happening. But beyond that, how is all of this AI stuff actually changing how we interact as humans?
Well, there's some amazing work being done at Stanford with digital avatars. They've come up with a system where these avatars can mimic natural human gestures, you know, in real time.
I can imagine that being used in virtual meetings. Like, you could actually see someone's facial expressions, even a subtle eyebrow raise.
Exactly. And think about virtual reality, VR. If you integrate that technology, suddenly online interactions become much more immersive, more engaging.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It could revolutionize gaming, education, even things like therapy.
Definitely.
And speaking of shaking things up, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, they're planning to introduce AI-generated characters on their social media platforms.
That's right, yeah. Characters that can create content, interact with users, even act as brand ambassadors.
Wow, so like AI influencers. It's kind of cool. I mean, imagine personalized content experiences tailored just for you. But, you know, part of me wonders, will we even be able to tell who's real and who's AI anymore?
It's a valid concern. It really raises questions about authenticity and trust online.
It does, yeah. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of AI's impact. You mentioned earlier how it's even changing how we measure progress in the field. What did you mean by that?
Well, OpenAI and Microsoft, they've proposed a pretty radical idea. They think we should judge the success of AGI, artificial general intelligence, based on whether an AI can generate $100 billion in annual profit.
So not some abstract concept like consciousness, but a real-world economic outcome.
Exactly. It's about looking at practical results, tangible impact. Basically, they're saying a truly intelligent AI should be able to create some serious economic value.
It makes me think about how companies are already adapting to this AI boom. Like NVIDIA, the company behind those powerful AI chips, they're now making a big push into robotics.
It's a smart move. They're facing a lot of competition in the chip market. So by focusing on robotics, they're carving out a new space for themselves.
It's like they're betting on the future of robots powered by their AI chips.
Yeah, it's a strategic play.
It's fascinating to see how all these companies are maneuvering for position. And speaking of competition, Google's CEO just came out and said their AI model, Gemini, is their biggest focus for 2025.
Google's definitely not giving up. They believe Gemini has the potential to transform everything they do. You know, search, email, all their products. They see it as the key to their future.
It is interesting, though. The CEO also admitted he's worried ChatGPT could become the default name for AI, just like Google is for search. He sees OpenAI as a real threat.
It's a battle of the titans, for sure. And it's not just about the technology, it's about brand recognition and how many people are actually using it.
Right, who wins the hearts and minds of the users?
Exactly. Whoever comes out on top, they're going to shape how we interact with AI for years to come.
And while all that's going on, OpenAI just keeps releasing new models. Their latest one, O3, it's generating a lot of buzz, especially among those big social media influencers. What's so special about O3?
Well, O3 is getting a lot of attention for its advanced reasoning abilities. It can actually understand complex information and generate human-quality text that's better than anything we've seen before.
Think about what that means for content creation, right? Articles, scripts, marketing materials.
It could revolutionize how we create content.
And remember those AI-generated social media characters we were talking about? Well, now they're creating and sharing their own content, just like human influencers.
It's getting harder and harder to tell the difference.
It really is. We're entering this world where AI can create personalized content that's tailored to your interests, your preferences. It's both exciting and a little unsettling, isn't it?
It definitely is.
So OpenAI and Google are going head-to-head. What about Apple? Have they fallen behind in this AI race?
Well, they've been a bit quiet lately, but they're definitely feeling the pressure to step it up. You know, in 2025, we'll see if they can bring Siri and their AI platform up to speed to compete with ChatGPT and Gemini.
It's going to be interesting to watch. But, you know, with all this talk about these amazing AI advancements, there's a question that keeps coming back to me.
What's that?
Well, we're talking about powerful technology here, really powerful. And it's hard not to think about the risks, the potential downsides.
You're absolutely right. We can't just focus on the shiny new features and ignore the potential consequences.
One of the things I've heard experts talking about is how these AI systems could be used to manipulate people's behavior online, especially their decision making.
It's a valid concern, especially with how influential social media is in our lives.
Exactly. So it's crucial we have these conversations about the ethical implications of all this and make sure safeguards are in place as this technology develops.
Couldn't agree more. Responsible development is essential.
And when it comes to ethical concerns, AI pioneer Jeffrey Hinton, he's been very outspoken. He believes that advanced AI systems could actually pose an existential threat to humanity.
His warning is definitely something to take seriously. We're not just dealing with lines of code. We're shaping the future of intelligence.
It's a lot to think about. But that's what we're here for, right? To explore all of it, the good and the bad, the exciting possibilities and the potential challenges.
That's right. It's a journey of exploration and we're all on it together.
We are. And we're just getting started. In part two, we'll delve into the world of robotics, where AI is really pushing the limits of what's possible.
Ready to dive into the world of robotics? This is where AI is really pushing the limits of what's physically possible.
I'm ready. The things robots can do these days, it's mind-blowing.
It really is incredible how far things have come. Remember those videos a few years back, those robots doing backflips?
Yeah, I remember those.
Well, things have gotten even more advanced since then.
Oh, I bet. I've seen some crazy videos lately.
Like that robot dog from Unitree, the Chinese company, the B2W.
Yeah, that thing is intense. It's not just a cute little toy, it's built like a tank. Mm-hmm. I saw a video of it carrying a person over rough terrain.
And it can navigate complex environments all on its own. Think about what that could mean for things like search and rescue missions or delivering supplies in really challenging conditions.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. It makes you wonder what's next.
Yeah.
Rodok dogs delivering our packages.
Well, delivery robots are already being tested in some places, so it might not be that far off. But beyond those practical applications, AI is changing what robots can do in other areas too, like sports.
Oh, yeah.
Toyota has this AI-powered humanoid robot called CUE6.
Wait, is that the one that set a Guinness World Record for shooting a basketball? Like from super far away?
That's the one. It sank a basket from 80 feet away. Yeah. It just shows the level of precision and control that's possible now with AI and robotics.
It's one thing to see a robot do a pre-programmed routine, but to calculate that shot and make it with that kind of accuracy, that's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It makes you wonder if we'll see AI-powered robots competing against human athletes one day.
Now, that would be something to see. A robot going up against LeBron James in a slam dunk contest.
Who knows what the future holds, right?
It's an exciting time, that's for sure. But with all this incredible progress in robotics, it's important to remember these technologies are tools. It's up to us to decide how to use them.
You're absolutely right. We have to think about the ethical implications. How will this impact jobs, privacy, society as a whole? We need to have these conversations right alongside all the technological advancements.
I totally agree. Responsible innovation is key.
Mm.
We want to create a future where AI and robotics benefit all of humanity.
Exactly.
Speaking of benefiting humanity, I wanted to shift gears for a second. I know we have listeners out there who are fascinated by AI. Want to learn more about how it actually works? Do you have any recommendations for them?
Absolutely. For anyone just starting out, I always recommend the Machine Learning for Dummies app. It's a great way to get a basic understanding of the core concepts of machine learning.
So like a crash course in AI for beginners?
Pretty much, yeah. It breaks down complex topics into easy to understand lessons. It uses interactive exercises, even coding challenges, so it's fun and engaging.
Sounds great. I'll have to check it out.
They even have a pro version with more advanced stuff if you really want to dive in.
Perfect. We'll be sure to include links to both versions in the show notes.
Great.
Okay. So before we move on to our final part, there's something that's been on my mind throughout this whole deep dive.
What's that?
Well, we've talked about all these amazing advancements, the competition, even how to learn more about AI. But it all leads back to this bigger question, right? What does it mean to be human in a world with increasingly intelligent machines?
That's a big question, and it's one that people have been thinking about for a long time. As AI gets more and more advanced, it makes us rethink our own place in the world.
Right. For so long, we've defined ourselves as the intelligent species, the creators, the problem solvers. But now we're creating machines that can do a lot of those things, sometimes even better than us.
It definitely challenges our assumptions about what makes us human. But I think it also creates a unique opportunity for us to grow and evolve, maybe even redefine ourselves. We can focus on what truly makes us unique, our creativity, our empathy, how we connect with each other.
I like that perspective.
Yeah.
It's not about being replaced by machines. It's about using AI to enhance our abilities and focusing on what makes us human.
That's the key. And that brings us to our final part, where we're going to tackle the most profound and maybe even unsettling question of all. What is the future of humanity in a world shaped by artificial intelligence?
So we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we? We've talked about the amazing progress in AI, the competition between these tech giants, how to learn more about this stuff.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, it really has. But it all kind of leads back to this one big question, you know. What's the future hold for us humans as AI just keeps getting smarter and smarter?
That's the million-dollar question, right? The question everyone's asking. And there isn't one easy answer.
No, definitely not.
Some people, they're really optimistic. They think AI is going to solve all our problems, make everything better. Then you have others, they're more worried. They see AI as a potential threat.
Like a real threat.
Yeah. Some even predict some pretty scary scenarios. Like we were discussing before, that warning from Geoffrey Hinton.
The AI pioneer.
Yeah. He thinks AI could actually pose an existential risk to humanity.
That's pretty intense.
It is. And, you know, it's easy to dismiss that kind of talk as science fiction, but Hinton's not just some, you know, random person.
Right. He knows what he's talking about.
Exactly. He helped create this field. So when he expresses concerns like that, it really underscores how important it is that we, you know, develop AI responsibly. We're not just playing around with code here. We're shaping the future of intelligence itself.
It's a big responsibility.
It is a huge one. And we need to take it seriously.
So how do we do that? How do we make sure AI is a force for good, not for bad?
Well, for starters, this can't just be left up to the tech companies or governments to decide. It's going to impact all of us, so we need everyone involved. Ethicists, social scientists, everyday people, we need all those different perspectives.
The conversation that needs to involve everyone.
Exactly. It can't happen in a vacuum.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about on a more individual level? I mean, what can people like our listeners do to, you know, be a part of this?
Well, there's actually a lot you can do. Stay informed about the latest developments, ask questions, you know, don't just accept everything at face value. Support organizations that are working on AI ethics and safety. And just being aware of how AI is already influencing your daily life, that's a big step.
Yeah, I like that. It's empowering to realize that we have a role to play in shaping this. It's not just something that's happening to us.
Right. We have agency. We can make choices.
It feels like we're at this crucial point, you know, like a fork in the road. One path leads to a future where AI helps us, makes things better. The other path, well, it's a lot more uncertain, maybe even dangerous.
That's a great analogy. And, you know, the path we take, it really depends on the decisions we make now, both as individuals and as a society.
That's a powerful thought. It's been incredible exploring all this with you.
I've really enjoyed it.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. It's a complex topic, a rapidly changing one, but understanding it, that's essential for navigating the future. So, until next time, stay curious.